NMIS OHHR monitoring focus in documenting progress and challenges faced by individuals to freely form, hold, and express their opinions and views on a wide range of issues, including the political and security situation, peace negotiations, and other developments affecting their lives and country. Simply put, can everyone in South Sudan freely speak their mind, express him or herself? This question is even more important in the current context, with several initiatives and processes to pursue peace and national reconciliation. For such initiatives to succeed, the environment must be conducive to a participatory process, expanding the space for the exercise of public freedoms, including to communicate dissenting views. Although Human Rights Division's past reports have brought to light findings in relation to the exercise of this right, this is the first dedicated and comprehensive report on freedom of opinion and expression. The report acknowledges that a number of positive initiatives were undertaken by the government, civil society, and other stakeholders. This includes the release of several political activists and journalists who had been arbitrarily held in government custody, the provision of educational opportunities to strengthen national capacities for responsible journalism, training of state authorities on permissible restriction to the exercise of freedom of expression, and efforts made to address certain incidents of hate speech. However, the report highlights that gaps remain. So in my presentation, I would like to focus on four key recommendations based on the main findings that were described and summarized by the SRG. On domestic legislation, the National Legislative Framework, notably the Penal Code Act, the Media Authority Act, and National Security Service Act, is not always in line with the Constitution. Allow me to highlight few shortcomings. The first one: defamation is a criminal offense under the Penal Code Act, contravening international legal norms. Two, the same act also does not clearly define the clauses limiting the exercise of freedom of expression, which leaves a wide margin of interpretation, which might lead to arbitrary implementation. And third example, NSS Act grants sweeping powers to NSS in relation to surveillance, arrest, and detention, which have been used against journalists and other individuals for exercising their legitimate right to freedom of expression. In this regard, the recommendation is to review and repeal legislation that is inconsistent with the right to freedom of expression. Second recommendation, on the restriction to freedom of expression. It is important to note that the right to freedom of expression can, in particular circumstances, be restricted in accordance with the high threshold for restrictions established under international human rights law. Permissible restriction or limitation on freedom of expression can be imposed if such restrictions are provided for by law and are necessary for the respect of the rights of reputation of others and for the protection of national security or of public order or of health or morals. Under human rights law, incitement to hatred may justify the exceptional use of restriction on freedom of expression. Such restrictions would not constitute an attack on free speech or the silencing of controversial ideas, but a recognition that the right to freedom of expression carries with its special duties and responsibilities. Unfortunately, hate speech is a reality in South Sudan. Inflammatory language and hate speech continue to target individuals and communities based on their ethnicity, perceived beliefs, or political views. The report provides examples of hate speech which were disseminated through various forms of communication, including social media exchanges, SMS messages, images, cartoons, and threatening letters. However, Exceptional measures put in place by South Sudanese authorities often fail to comply with international standards of legality, necessity, and proportionality. Government institutions and actors have often invoked hate speech as the basis for imposing restrictions, such as censorship of newspaper articles that were critical of the government and did not appear to meet the threshold of incitement to violence, hostility, or discrimination. As a recommendation, there is a need to provide clear definitions of any limitation to the exercise of freedom of expression and ensure that restrictions imposed on the right to freedom of expression are limited to exceptional circumstances, are grounded in law, and meet the test of necessity and proportionality. Third key recommendation, on accountability. The report notes that impunity persists for violations of and unlawful restrictions on freedom of expression. Many victims told us that they had not launched formal complaints in connection with violations due to fear of reprisal, as many violations were allegedly perpetrated by prominent figures and powerful institutions, or due to lack of trust in the justice system. The main recommendations on accountability are the following: to conduct prompt and thorough investigation into all violations of freedom of expression, including when perpetrated against journalists and other civil society actors, and prosecute alleged perpetrators, including security forces and other armed groups. Second recommendation, ensure victims have access to an effective remedy. And third one, ensure that all individuals held in detention in relation to the exercise of their legitimate right to freedom of expression are either released immediately or produced before a competent judicial authority without further delay. The fourth and last recommendation that I would like to highlight this morning is related to the strengthening of institutions at national and subnational levels mandated to protect freedoms of expression, including to ensure that institutions established pursuant to the media laws, especially the media authority, are fully operational, independent, and duly resourced to fulfill their mandated duties. To support also the training of journalists as part of a broader strategy to ensure that the media, including traditional and new social media, are not used to incite intolerance, hatred, and violence. This is the final recommendation for this presentation. Thank you very much.